الرحمن الرحيم. الشاعر ابو الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت هذا مولانا شاهكيم محمد اختصر بضام الله وفيضه. مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا, مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا. ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا, ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا. میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا, میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی, خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی. عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا, ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا. میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا, میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ, میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ. اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا, اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا. سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی, سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی. میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا, میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا. بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر, بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر. سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا, سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا. ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن, ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن. گو بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پڑا, گو بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پڑا. خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی, خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی, خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی. جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا, جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا. خنجر تسلیم سے اے دوستوں, خنجر تسلیم سے اے دوستوں. ہو رہی ہے غیب سے صد جاتا, ہو رہی ہے غیب سے صد جاتا. عشرتیں تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی, عشرتیں تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی.
عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخشا صدا، عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخشا صدا، ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے، ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے، غیر فانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا، غیر فانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا، قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں، قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں، مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا، مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا، اور دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا، دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی، خون حسرت پی کے کیا عشرت ملی، عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا، اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا، ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا، میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا، میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا،
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا. The title of this poem, that in turbulences also Allah Ta'ala gave me comfort. That is, when the storms of the seas were raging high, Allah gave me the shores. The explanation of this, Hazrat, in this whole poem, ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا، I was taken gradually, stage by stage, towards Allah Ta'ala. What took me towards Allah? میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. The pilot, the captain of my ship, which was my love of Allah Ta'ala, that took me towards Allah. So the love of Allah Ta'ala will take a person towards Allah Ta'ala. How to get that love of Allah Ta'ala? The very superior love of Allah, khun hasrat pi ke wo ishrat mile. That when my desires, and Allah has put desires in everyone, But when I did not fulfill those haram desires of mine, then I got that wonderful life, Aisha do alam hua jis par fida, that the enjoyments of the two worlds, they envied that wonderful life which Allah had given me. The enjoyments of the two lives, this dunya's enjoyments, people know what they are. Even the enjoyments of Jannah. When a person has his desires to do any wrong, look at a woman, think about evil things, when today on the internet, whatever, all evil what they might be, and a person doesn't fulfill his desires, from that which wonderful life Allah will give, even the enjoyments of Jannah envy that enjoyment. And this is that great thing, that to make ibadat a person gets nur, but when he does not break the command of Allah, and he breaks his own desires, he gets that nur which even the enamels of Jannah cannot compare with. And it is these people who will get Allah in the Akhirat, and in front of that, the enjoyments of Jannah will appear to be nothing like, to nothing in front of them. So that is what is really required. When a person feels that I'm better than the next person, that's a haram desire, break it. Don't realize I'm not better than anyone. When he wants to look at a woman, he wants to earn haram and live by haram, all that, break those desires and see where a person reaches with that. Meri hasrat ki baharu ko na poochho. Don't ask of what enjoyments I am getting the season of spring, which is a wonderful spring season, everyone enjoys it. And the meri hasrat ki baharu ko na poochho. When I broke my desires and the enjoyment that I got, and that like the spring of my life, what enjoyment I got? Ehle ishrat ban gaye mere gada. The people of enjoyments of this dunya, they became my slaves also. When a person, in other words, a person makes great progress reaching Allah Ta'ala when he breaks his haram desires. Then Allah raises him very high. Which also, one of the haram desires, my name, fame, to have honor, etc. So, man tawadha'a lillah, a person who humbles himself, breaks all that desires, that he doesn't want name, fame, he just loves humbly. Such a person, rafa'ahullah. Allah Ta'ala raises such a person. Wa man takabbara, and a person who wants to have pride, who shows pride, vanity, arrogance, wants to be, shows that I'm better than the others, wa man takabbara, wada'ahullah. Allah drops him right down. So that also, from there also we can understand, by breaking our haram desires, how high Allah Ta'ala takes a person. Sabki ishrat dil se bahar ho gaye. And the wonderful life other people are having, that is outside of them. Their house, which is not inside them. Their car, their clothing, their lifestyle, all the enjoyments which they're having. Halal, which is jais, but it is outside them. Meri hasrat, meri dil mein hai sada. And my hasrat, that is breaking my desires, haram desires. And what I get on that is in my heart forever. One is that these people have ishrat, which is outside dunya's things. Nice food, nice house, nice car, all that they have. And my enjoyment of not breaking the commands of Allah, breaking my desires. And what Allah gives me on that is in my heart, and it is forever. Their things are only temporary. Mine is forever. So this all shows that how great the ibadat is of breaking one's haram desires, not fulfilling them, and where a person reaches with that. Be wafa ishrat hai, ya hasrat hai mir. Hazrat says, whether it is this ishrat, this wonderful life of this dunya, which is not loyal. You got the best house here in South Africa, the best house. You went for Umrah, your house doesn't go with you. You're the king of Africa in business. You go for Umrah, your business doesn't go with you. All these things here, and at the time of mort, all this ishrat, you'll leave it behind. Or it will leave you behind. You won't have anything of it. Ya hasrat hai mir. And that breaking of one's haram desires. and which is in the heart, that will be with one forever and ever. The things of this dunya, the outward temporary enjoyments, they are so disloyal also. They're not with you wherever you go. Just from Azadville, you go to Joburg, your house doesn't go with you. But the desire you didn't fulfill, that haram desire, and that nur you got, that is with you wherever you are. Whether you are awake, whether you're sleeping, it is with you. Soch kar khud faisla kar lo zara. Think for yourself and make the decision which is better. That you're making so much effort to get enjoyments of dunya, living a wonderful life, or should I make the effort that I break my heart's dear haram desires? And what I get on that, is that more better? Ye Hadrat has analyzed it so clearly and so well. Unki rahmat meer par saaya fagan. Unki rahmat meer par saaya fagan. Allah's mercy be all the time on meer. Go bazaahir meer hai gham mein para. Outwardly he's just meer saab, but actually he is drowned in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that even his halal desire, Mir Sahib didn't get married also. That also he didn't just for the sake of the khidmat of his share. He did not even get married. So outwardly he just looks like he's Mir Sahib, yeah, but Allah's rahmat is coming, pouring down upon him all the time. Khajgi unki hamari bandagi. And this is what a person then has to reach to, that he realizes that Allah is the king. He is the absolute. And I'm his slave totally. If a person really realizes that, then he won't even have to make an effort to break his desires. Because he is the king, I'm a slave. Or slave, what choice has a slave got? And that slave, that even his desires he has destroyed in front of his master, that whatever my master wants, then for that person all ibadat is easy, to stay away from all haram is easy. That when a person realizes, and we should say this to ourselves every day, Khajgi unki hamari bandagi. King, ya you, O Allah, I'm just your slave. And that will help us in everything, that I'm just a slave. What desire have I got? What wish have I got? You, whatever you tell me, ya Allah, that is what I'm going to do. Jis tarah paale tu, un par reh fida. How Allah keeps you, be so happy that how Allah keeps you. What He has decreed for me, I'm just too happy how He has kept me. Khanjare taslim se e dosto, and with the sword which you cut all your haram desires, all your you have every person, even if you reach that stage of being a total slave of Allah, but still desires will be with you. So you use your khanjare taslim, your sword of surrendering to Allah Ta'ala. Ho rahi hai ghaib se sad jaan ata. That you are slaughtering yourself, your haram desires you are slaughtering. And a person feels, this woman, how beautiful, I must look at her properly. You get a filthy email or some other pop-up on your screen. There is nobody I can look, I wish to look. But you don't look for Allah's pleasure. And you took that sword and you cut yourself. You did not look on that Allah Ta'ala from the unseen. Allah is giving you hundreds of lives. Allah is making you like our Shaykh, Damat Barakatuhum, one of Hazrat's Murid wrote a beautiful poem that Hazrat in his old age is the envy of the youth. How his life is, even in his old age, he's the envy of the youth. What is that? That when a person sacrifices his haram desires, Allah gives him hundreds of lives. And he still looks so fresh and so young, and so much of strength and stamina still he has. All this is when a person sacrifices his haram desires. On that Allah Ta'ala will give this. Ehle zahir ko khabar uski nahi. The people who only know outward things, what do they know about all these things? Jaane hasrat ko hai jo ishrat ata. That life that has sacrifices, that has got hasrat, that your desires, you did not fulfill your haram desires. What you got on that, what enjoyment and wonderful life. People who have got dunya, beautiful houses, mansions, cars, business, everything, they've got no idea of those people who sacrifice their haram desires for Allah, what Allah has given them in their heart. And also, as the ulama have written with regard to knowledge, that the people of dunya have got material things. The people who have got knowledge, it is in their heart. Those dunya's things can be stolen by people. What is in your heart, who can steal what is in your heart? And even more greater, your haram desires which you sacrifice. And on that, what wonderful enjoyments Allah put in your heart, the people don't even know about it. So they won't even think of coming to steal, and you are living happily. And this is also one thing that a person who has got some sense, he doesn't make a show of whatever he's got. He enjoys the ni'mat Allah has given him. But people who are very shallow, just little bit something, and they make a big show. They can't even enjoy it themselves. The people become jealous of them. Crooks want to rob them. People start hating them. What you have got, Allah has given you. So enjoy it yourself quietly. Don't have to make a big show about the whole thing. Rishrate to dushmano kubi mile. And this enjoyments of this dunya, the enemies also Allah has given them. Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, all these people, what didn't Allah give them of this dunya also? So to have the things of dunya, the bahar of dunya, the enjoyments of dunya, that is no great achievement. Aashikoko apna gham bakhsha sada. And those who are the true lovers of Allah, Allah bless them with His love, and forever that love is in their heart. And anyone who experiences love, a person who is in love, he knows what enjoyment he's getting. And the love of Allah, who is the creator of love, who is the source, fountain source of love. If you get the love of Allah, you love your car, you are so happy. You love your wife, you are so happy. How many people illicit love affairs and they are so happy in haram? What to say of the love of Allah Ta'ala? If you get the love of Allah, sari dunya ki maze fani mile. If a person gets all the enjoyments of this dunya, but they are all temporary in any case, غير فاني مجكو تيرا غم ميلا. But what? By breaking one's desires, a person got the love of Allah which will never come to an end. That will last forever and ever. How lucky and fortunate is that person whom Allah gives the tawfiq that he breaks his haram desires. All this is what Allah is giving. When a person breaks his haram desires. Haram desire this also. You want to get angry on your wife. You want to tell her a whole lot of things. I'll tell her this and this. On your workers, on your friends, whoever. That when you are in anger, I'll tell them all these things. But for Allah's sake, you don't. You don't break the command of Allah. You control your anger. You don't speak words and you don't say things which you are not supposed to say. On that, what Allah will give you, on that control, or you control yourself of all these things. Qabar ki janib hai jin ki manzil hai. And those who are going, whose journey is towards the qabar. Everyone's journey is towards the qabar. What Hazrat means, those who realize and they're preparing for death. How many of us, we're only preparing for dunya? We don't even think I have to prepare for my qabar. I must get a job. I must save up money. I must buy a property. I must do this. I must get a car. I have to change my car. Dunya's fikr all the time. A person who's going to qabar, but he's not thinking, not preparing for qabar. Mustanad unka na tu apna bana. Don't make those people your people who you follow. People who haven't made the qabr their destination, don't follow such people. Those who haven't got in their mind that we have to die, we have to prepare for life after death. Only dunya all the time, dunya's education and dunya's enjoyments, dunya's things. Don't follow such people who haven't made their destination, the qabr. A person who knows I have to go to a certain place, but he's going a different direction. Don't follow that person. Follow the person who knows where he has to go and is going in that direction. Make him your guide. Follow that person. Dushmano ko aish abo gil diya. For the enemy, Allah Ta'ala gave them the enjoyment of the sand and water. Stone and water, buildings, aeroplanes, cars, all dunya's things, Allah put them into that enjoyment. Dosto ko apna dard dil diya. And for his friends, he gave them his love. That they might be living in humble houses, humble life they have got, but they've got the love of Allah Ta'ala. What they getting enjoyment in their tilawat, in their dhikr, in their namaz. Those people, in their wonderful things, they are committing suicide. with all the things of this dunya, the highest rate of suicides are in industrialized countries, first world countries. They've got all the things of dunya, the highest rates of suicides are there. So a person must never be fooled by these outward things. Unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili. They were on the shore and with all this enjoyments of theirs, but yet they are restless. They are suffering from insomnia. They are suffering from depression all the time. According to World Health Organization, the biggest disease, largest, the disease that has affected people in first world countries is depression. And such depression that leads majority of them to suicide also. So though they have got all the things of this dunya, but they haven't got peace of mind. They haven't got contentment of heart. Mujhko tufanu mein bhi sahil diya. Hazrat says, and a person who got the love of Allah, Allah gives that person even in the turbulences of this world, he is quite comfortable and he is quite happy. He doesn't have any worry whatsoever. He also will go through turbulences in life, but for him, it won't be even as much as a storm in a teacup. It will mean nothing for that person. He'll go through it nicely, without any worry, without any tension, pressure, etc. He'll go through life like that. And these people, smallest problem, and they will want to commit suicide. So, this is a very, very great lesson for us here, in this poem, that to break our haram desires, whatever they are, not only of the eyes, of our temper also, pride and arrogance also, and trying to impress people, all these things here, they are all haram desires. When a person breaks those haram desires, then Allah Ta'ala raises that person. In the same way, today with regard to our food also, doubtful food, haram food, how much mustn't it, you might well enjoy that haram food, but it's haram, stay away from it. Don't get involved in it at all. Doubtful food also. All those things, whatever are against the commands of Allah, abstain from it. On that, what nur Allah will give you and how high He will raise a person. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, we were still reading of the six vitamins the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. Ones that have been already discussed, they were to keep the beard, to remove the mustache, to keep the hair of the head equal, and to remove pubic hair from under the armpits, under the navel, to wear loose clothing, and to mount the horses and spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Others we have discussed. Further he says, Mu'e zere naaf saaf na karne se be shumar bimariyo ki jarathim unme atak kar khatarnaak haisiyat ikhtiyar kar lete hai. When a person doesn't remove the pubic hair from under the armpits, from below the navel, etc., then unlimited germs of diseases get stuck in there, and they cause terrible types of diseases then. And it's quite clear how uncomfortable also it is, how filthy and dirty a person feels, when normally how much or how often you shouldn't keep this hair for more than 40 days. And the advisable thing, weekly he should remove all this hair. And when he just, if sometimes you couldn't remove it 1 week, how you feel so uncomfortable, so dirty. So that is also one special thing. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the awliya, were very particular about this. Uske ziyada atharat maqami jaldi gland par parte hai. Aur unme nuks par jata hai. The greater effect of this falls on the glands which are at those places, and those glands then do not function properly. Their effectiveness then becomes less. Agar ye baal barhe rahe, to prostrate gland mutawarram ho jata hai. And if this hair are all the time kept for long, long periods, then the prostrate gland becomes swollen. Jinka ziyada nuksan, wo athar quwate mardangi par parta hai. And the greater effect when it affects this gland is then the sexual strength of a man, it gets destroyed. He does not have anymore that sexual strength which he is supposed to have. Uske barakas, اسلامی اصولوں کے مطابق ان کو صاف کرنا بے شمار فوائد کا حامل ہے. opposite to that Islamic teachings that you should remove, clean it, shave it and remove all the hair from under the armpits and remain clean. There are innumerable benefits of this. How many people who drowned etc. and whoever the police, whoever found them accidents, and when they noticed this they also made out immediately there's a Muslim. And they contacted Muslim people that this person here, he died in such a way, place where no one knew him, that we can see from him that he's a Muslim. The khatna, the sunnat also, and removing of the pubic hair helped to identify so many people as well. Then the other point, the fifth point, khula libas istemal karna, to wear loose clothing. Uska mufassal tadhkira sabiqa libas ki baab mein guzar chuka hai. In detail, we have discussed this already in the chapter under clothing. Number six, deen ki da'wat aur mehnat. What is the vitamin in giving the da'wat of deen and spreading deen? How can that be a vitamin? Which is clearly in a hadith. One time somebody asked the Maulana, Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali for dua. Hadrat said that I can make dua for you. I will make dua for you. But take the dua of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, نظر الله امرأ سمع مقالتي فبلغه كما سمع أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. May Allah keep that person always fresh and healthy, happy. The person who hears my word and passes it on to the next person again as he heard it. So spreading of deen is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah keep you healthy. May Allah keep you fresh. May Allah keep you always well all the time. Deen ki da'wat aur mehnat. To make effort for deen and to give da'wat of deen. Uske samajhne ke liye sirf ek waqia kaafi hai. He mentions one instance. Dr. Costo, wo Isai science dan hai. Dr. Costo was a Christian scientist. Famous person, lot it is mentioned. Jisne samandaron per research ke baad Islam qabool kiya. His main field of his scientific research was the seas. All the different aspects of water, ocean, it's a whole subject of its own, studying of the ocean and the water, etc. He was very famous in this field, and after he studied all that, he became a Muslim. Uska kehna hai, he says, ke neki ka phailana aur uske daawat dena, to spread good words and to give da'wat of the good, to invite people towards good. Jisam aur tandurusti ke lihaz se kisi taqatwar mashore aur dawai se kam nahi. It is more better than eating vitamin tablets, and that you make mashura and you get good advices. Just spreading deen, that has much more greater effect. کیونکہ الفاظ کی طاقت جسم میں رد عمل کے طور پر منتقل ہوتی ہے. Because the words that a person speaks, it has a repercussion and it comes back and it has an effect on a person. This any person can see also. You become angry and you're swearing and shouting and fighting with somebody, then afterwards you know how you feel yourself. And you spoke nicely to a person, You're praising somebody, you spoke nicely, you feel nice yourself. This is also one very important thing. When those people who are always like angry, fighting with people, shouting, always temper, they can't control themselves, they don't have peace of mind. They are always in a turmoil and turbulence. And those who control themselves, no matter what people tell them, but they take it easy, they live in great peace and comfort. They have an enjoyable life. اور جتنے الفاظ زیادہ بولتے جائیں گے اتنی یہ طاقت بڑھتی جائے گی. And how much more you give this da'wat of deen, the teachings of of Islam, Allah's commands, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's commands, sunnats, etc., and the waqiyat and stories of the sahaba, of the buzurgane deen, this definitely will have a good effect on a person. His health will remain good. Mentally he will be good, spiritually he'll be good, a person. And the starting point of this is the house. In the house talk about deen, etc. And have kitab ta'aleem, speak about deen, encourage our family members, this will have a very good effect on a person for his health also. May Allah let us understand these basic concepts, and may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal upon them, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Ma'rifat, we were reading about the wazifas of the morning and night. Amongst them, we read a person who reads A'udhu Billahi Sami' al-Alim Minash Shaitani al-Rajim 3 times in the morning and evening, and after that the last 3 ayats of Suratul Hashr. Hu Allahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illahu. Then Allah appoints 70,000 farishtas for that person to make dua for him. And we are reading this for a few weeks. Each one of us think, did we read it today? After Maghrib, did we read today, my this wazifa, this dua? And the day a person read that in the morning or night, and he passes in that day or night, he dies as a shaheed. How great the rewards are. But very sadly, most of us, we don't make amal. We just hear about it, but we don't make amal upon it. And what is required is amal. That has got value by Allah Ta'ala. The teaching of it, the talking of it, everything has got great value. And just as we read in the other kitab, to spread deen, how lot value. And to practice deen, that how much will that be? We tell somebody, read this dua. That alone is going to benefit you tremendously. Besides the sawab, and from a deeny point of view and religious point of view and spiritual point of view, your health, your happiness is going to have a good effect on you. But a person who practices it, for him how much? A person who makes the best soup in the world and he gives out to everyone free of charge, very delicious also, and you drink that soup, you don't catch a cold that winter or anything. So how lot of goodness is in there? And if he drinks it himself, that is the actual goodness when he will drink it himself. So this also when we will practice ourselves. But unfortunately, we practice very, very little. And we just bluffing ourselves all the time. And we think we have got deen in us, just a few signs of deen, and we think we have got deen. We got the application form for something, and we think our work is done. We still have to fill it in, it still has to be accepted, and then whatever it was for, then it will have its benefit. But we just got a picture of deen, and we think we got deen. In the qabr, we will find out that whether our deposits were registered, whether they were there, or whether when we went in the qabr, we went with great expectations, that I'm a very pious person, I'm a big maulana, I made so lot effort of deen. But if we didn't practice upon ourselves and in the correct way, it must not happen when we go in the qabr, we see it's empty. There is nothing, and in fact that we have to pay up there. And the pay up will be in azab, and who can tolerate the slightest azab of the qabr? So we shouldn't fool ourselves. We should think whether this deen is in my life or not, and whether it's coming in my life or not. And then as I explained, and Hazrat then has also written, Hazrat says sometimes discuss the names of Allah Ta'ala, what the meanings are. This will help tremendously to bring closeness to Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala in a person. So we did some of them last week. Further, Al-Mutakabbir, there is also one word that come here, yani Bari Azmat Wala, that Allah Ta'ala is the one of great respect and honor. In fact, respect and honor belong solely and only to Allah Ta'ala. In a hadith it comes that these are my sheets, which are, so to say, Allah is not a human, na'udhu billah, Allah doesn't wear clothing, but respect and kibriyai, greatness is only for Allah. Anyone who wants to have greatness in him is pulling at my sheet. And who pulls your clothes, you get angry with that person. A person wants to pull off your clothes, you get angry. Then Allah shows his anger on that person. So pride, greatness is only for Allah. Nobody else is worthy of it whatsoever. And Allah Ta'ala himself is fully worthy of it. Allah's kamalat and his perfection, his jamal, his nawal are so great that pride, greatness belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. And nobody must try and snatch it from Allah. Allah deals with that person directly. And we have seen so many people in our short lives, those who had pride in whichever field it was, Whether, for example, a person was like a principal of a madrasa, he was pride, I'm doing so much work, Allah snatched it away from him. A person had pride, my children, oh, what great alims, Allah made them, that they went right offline. So that alim didn't keep beard also, and he's not even making namaz. So this pride, it kills a person. It's a worse disease, this pride. Even in your wife, don't be proud that I make shukr to Allah. But don't be proud. Your children, your anything, that my children are like this. My wife is like this. My husband is like this. Allah Ta'ala then destroys a person in that thing in which you are having pride. My shop, my car, whatever it might be, never have pride. My brains, my intelligence. These things, Allah destroys us in those very same things. So a person must be very careful. So pride belongs only to Allah Ta'ala and to nobody else. Yani bari is azmatwala. Laysa fihi takalluf bal an-nisbatu ila al-ma'akhad. Yeah, it isn't that there is takalluf, that Allah hasn't got pride, but he's got pride. No, but it is an-nisbat ila al-ma'akhad, that Allah is. He's the only one who has got pride and who is worthy of pride. And Allah Ta'ala, his pride is 100% correct for him. He is such. We are made of sand and stone. And Allah reminds us, you were in the womb of your mother. 5 months you were drinking the dirty menses blood of your mother. You were so weak. And even now, what خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. What have you got the right to be proud of? Even if shaitan, he had no right. But if he did justify himself, that fire goes up. Insan is made of sand, sand stays down. Even from that aspect, what right have you got to be proud about anything? Whatever you have got, your knowledge, your akhlaq, whatever it can be, it's Allah given. It's not your own. What are you boasting on somebody else's? A person who was going to get married, so he borrowed his friend's rumal to cover himself. So when they were going, the bridegroom party was going from one town to another, they were passing. So then he told the people that this is the bridegroom, but this rumal of his belongs to me. So he said, why are you disgracing me like this? Why are you telling? So then they went to the next place again. He said that this is the bridegroom, and I won't say anything about his rumal. He said, why are you saying that? Then they get doubt about it. So anyway, what is not yours, you wearing your brother somebody else's clothes and you boasting. Your friend's clothes, you hire a dress for a wedding and you boasting. It's not even, it hardly belongs to you and you boasting about it. So whatever insan has got, it is given by Allah. Praise Allah. Why are you boasting? Why are you? And many people also, what words we have heard of our buzurgs, etc., we try and pass it on as though it's our words. And we want people to praise us. Oh, what a bayan. And those people Allah makes effect in their words and takes them very high who attribute it. That this is my sheikh's talks. This is I heard from so and so. I heard from so. But many of us are such. One friend told me that this Durood Sharif Bayan, one student of ours, in his country he made it. So he heard, he says the exact Bayan what I heard of, what he heard from me. So he say from this Bayan, he say my own Bayan, I prepared it. Even then he did not want to accept it. He say, you sure? He say, yeah. But he say, I heard Maulana make this Bayan so many times. Still he didn't. And otherwise also we pass it on. And we don't attribute it. Very Hadrat, one time, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in Niger by Maulana Ibrahim Kasuji and them. So in every talk, ye mere Hazrat ne yu farmaya, ye mere Hazrat ne yu farmaya. So one person asked Maulana Ibrahim Kasuji Sahib that everything Hazrat is saying, my Sheikh said this, my Sheikh said this, my Sheikh said this. So he asked Hazrat about it. Hazrat said, what else have I got? I've only got my Sheikh's talks. And that person who makes it known, that person goes very high. And that person who tries and sells his Sheikh's goods and doesn't give the commission, that person doesn't get anywhere. So very fortunate is that person who shows and says, from where I have got this. Al-Khaliq. In this also comes, Allah Ta'ala is the creator, Khaliq. Paida karne wala. Yani maadum se maujood karne wala. This, the quality of creating. What is it? One is a manufacturer. What is a manufacturer? He just used some raw materials, he manufactured it. Creator is this, the word creation, that it was not in existence. Allah brought it into existence. One great principle of science is that matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. That science principle, which is totally wrong. That Allah Ta'ala creates matter and Allah destroys matter. And when there is nothing whatsoever, like for example, look at Mozambique now. The amount of coal they have found, diamonds. Up to now it wasn't there. Well, Allah created it and put it in there. They have got such sophisticated aeroplanes, other ways also to find out whether in the ground, what minerals are in the ground. Whether there are diamonds here, whether there is oil here, whether there is coal here. And this aeroplane, at a great cost, you can hire the aeroplane, it flies over and down in the ground it will show. And this is what the aeroplanes have done today. In the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, his bird, the Hudhud, was his engineer that went with him. It used to fly and it used to make out where water is kept. Everywhere under the ground. And he had the jinnat, wherever they needed water, then the jinnats used to dig down and bring out the water in a few seconds. They should have the fresh water gushing out. So all these things are there. So in Mozambique there was Zimbabwe, diamond nuggets they are finding. So much. This is making these countries rich now. Up to now it wasn't. Allah put it there. So Allah is the creator of those things. Unlike in Saudi Arabia, oil. Saudi Arabia has become a rich country only in the past 50, 70 years. Before that it was a poor country. They didn't have oil. Allah put the oil there. So Allah is the creator. When things are not in existence, Allah creates those things. And with things which are in existence, Allah destroys the matter. There is no sign of it left in any way whatsoever. So that is Al-Khaliq. Al-Bari' Tanasub Aza se paida karne wala. Al-Bari' is also the creator. But yeah, that aspect of creation is more manifest in the word Bari', that Allah creates in perfection, in a balanced way. Which our Shaykh explains in detail, that if Allah created the two eyes equal, if Allah had to make the one eye a big eye, and the other one like a small pimple, how should a person look? Sometimes one person's eyes, and that is also for us to learn a lesson, to make shukr, that somebody's eyes, there is something wrong. The eye is a bit closed or something, the one eye, and immediately a person just looks at that person and notices it. And you want to refer to that person also, you say, oh, that person with his one eye, like that. You refer also to it like that. The reason why Allah made some people, that we should take a lesson that Allah has made, but the majority of the people with perfect eyes. That's Allah's perfection. And Allah made that person like that, so that we can understand and make shukr to Allah, that our eyes are right. And for him, his eyes, little bit something like that or anything else, Allah compensated it in some other way. Any person, like deaf and dumb people, Allah make them very intelligent. Allah compensates them. Nobody Allah has deprived. But unfortunately, we instead of making shukr, we make fun out of that person. And we make a mockery and we joke and make that person make a joke about him. Allah didn't do it so that we must make a joke of that person and make our road to Jahannam. Allah made it so that we should make shukr that Allah gave us good eyes. The ears, Hazrat says, if one ear was like the ear of an elephant, a big fan, and the other ear was a small pimple, how should we look? Our nostrils, our lips, if one leg was 1 meter long and the other leg was 1 foot long, how we should hop and walk, how should be our condition? So Allah has created with 100% perfection. And when did Allah create this? In the womb of the mother. And this was in 3 layers of darkness. The darkness of the body of the mother, inside the body, then the womb of the mother, inside the womb, and in the womb, the embryotic sac, in there the child is kept. In 3 layers of darkness, Allah created with so much perfection. That so much so, today if you go and buy a shoe, you don't have to say, give my one right hand, my right foot is size 7.5, and my left foot is size 7. My right foot is size 42, and my left foot is size 40. No, all are exactly. Otherwise, poor shoemakers, people who make shoes, What a problem. Every person, once your leg is big, one leg is broader, one leg is narrower. One leg is longer, one leg is shorter. What should be the condition? Allah made everyone. And Hadrat says that the mother never ever found that in the 9 months of her pregnancy, that a farishta came with a measuring tape to measure that both arms are exactly the same, or like an architect when your building is getting built. The engineer, the architect, they come, and then when the builders have built, they measure again whether they have done it to perfection or not. Otherwise, you're going to get crooked walls. There won't be no alignment. One wall is going this direction, one wall is going that direction. And in spite of all this, they still make so much mistakes. And we don't pick up. They are too clever for us. They cover it up. But when you have to, for example, fix a shower door, then that person tells you, no, it's out of balance. And now he has to now paint it this side or something like that. After so much, they still haven't got perfection. And how many fights carry on? Court cases with the builders, with the contractors. You have built this thing out of line and it's not correct. Human beings, Allah, in 3 layers of darkness. And not one human Allah is making in a day. 250,000 are every day Allah is producing. In the 9-month period, every day 250,000 are in progress, going to the next day, are getting born. Another one is starting, they're coming on forward. All this. And again, all this. Yeah, in this dunya, you build a house, the brick company makes bricks, they deliver. The door company makes doors, they deliver. The plumbing people, all the plumbing things, they deliver. Yeah, you're only fitting it in. All the bricks you are fitting in their places, the doors you are fitting. Yeah, Allah creates all that in that womb. In that small, what a small factory it is. No lights there, no power there. In there, Allah makes the eyes in that factory there, not outside that factory. There is no nose factory where all noses are manufactured. Now one child is getting born, so deliver one child there. And never ever did any parents hear that the farishtas who make eyes, they are gone on strike. And now would-be parents for the next 6 months must go easy, because there won't be a supply of eyes for them. Never, whether it's a baby in the Amazon forest, whether it's a baby in any jungle, in any third world country, first world country, or every baby Allah delivers. And not delivers, Allah makes that eyes for that baby. يَخْلُقُكُمْ يَخْلُقُكُمْ فَيَا الْمُضَارِ. Continuously Allah is creating, all the time. فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. In the wombs of your mothers at this factory. And still you don't see Allah. From beginning of your inception, see Allah. Why, how you were made, how you are now, where you going to, and you still don't see Allah Ta'ala, that is Al-Bari who create. And then again, not only our outward features, the eyes, the ears, the legs, hands, perfectly, the equal Allah made it. With that also, Allah made it, that you, and if a person, it remains natural, doesn't become unnatural, his health also remains good. So sugar also, Allah balanced it also. You have to have sugar, but it mustn't be too much, it mustn't be too less. If it goes up, you are sick. If it goes down, you are sick. Your blood pressure, if it goes up, you are sick. If it goes down, you are sick. Your cholesterol, and how many things in the body. The protein that has to be produced, the glucose that has to be produced, then the insulin that has to be produced. One side glucose, one side insulin, and it has to balance it all the time. Allah created all this imbalance. That a person, your happiness, your sadness, your anger, and your control of your anger, all that when it's in balance, a person who all the time angry, nobody likes to be, he starts hating himself also. And a person who's got no anger, that is also not right. Somebody breaking the laws of Allah and you don't get angry on that, there's something wrong with you there also. So everything Allah has created in perfect equilibrium, in balanced, Allah has created everything. And if we live according to that, we live a healthy life. And if we upset that system, then we get sick, we have problems then. So Allah Ta'ala is Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir, Surat Banane Wala. Allah is the one who makes forms, forms and pictures. That is Allahu Akbar. How many of us are sitting here? Everyone's form is different. A person is walking and you make out this is that person. Just by his walking style. A person coughs in namaz. Hey, you know my brother, his law is here today. His coughing is like that. That sound, you know exactly today. You haven't seen him. You are facing the front. He is in two steps behind you. But you know my brother-in-law is here today. How that? Everything Allah made a person, Allahu Akbar. In one form, Allah made everyone different. One fingerprint of the thumb, one square centimeter. If we have to try and make different patterns, you get the best architect, the best artist, and tell him to make different forms. How many will he make? On your computer, let your computer, all this barcodes, and they're different. How many? Every human being Allah has made, and just in one square centimeter, not more than that. Not how many barcodes, and then the numbers under it again, and all that. Just scan the eye. Everyone's eye is different again. Today, with voice, you recognize a person. On your phone, the minute you hear a voice, you know exactly who it is. So, this is how Allah Ta'ala has created Al-Musawwir. Wafi Ruh. In Ruh Al-Ma'ani, the beautiful meaning of Al-Musawwir, Al-Mumayyiz Bayna Khalqihi Bil Ashkali Al-Mukhtalifa. He is that creator who differentiated in all his creation with different forms. Everyone's nature is different, temperament is different, his everything of his walking style is different, his sitting style. You know this person, he must be that person, he sits like this. Everyone Allah Ta'ala made it. اپنی مخلوق میں اختلاف صورت سے فرق کرنے والا. That he created all in one form, and everyone is different in that one form. This is the greatness. So we should understand the greatness and the great قدرت of Allah تبارک و تعالی. In this kitab, how to get the sweetness of Iman, and this is very, very important. If a person doesn't work to get the sweetness of Iman, today, especially these days, are times of great, great fitna. Whether a person is an alim, whether he's a hafiz, an alima, or whatever, if the love of Allah, the sweetness of Iman is not in the heart, today people are poisoning the minds of people in such a way. People who are alimas, they meet some woman, they say, you know, today is not a time to listen to the man. Today is the rule of the woman. It's woman's love. And you can do what you, we don't need husbands. Especially the whole system they have said, woman, Western education. So they feel we are on our own. We can earn our own living. We don't need a husband. They don't, are not prepared to tolerate the husband. And whatever little bit fight, I'll leave you. And no more you give me talaq. I will give you talaq. And they will leave. And this is what is happening today. It's bringing chaos. And a woman doesn't say, I got 5, 6 children. I've got my husband. 20 years of marriage, 40 years of marriage. They just throw in the towel and they just walk out on the street. Woman who is in parda for 20 years, she just throws her parda off. It's happening, all this, if the love of deen is not in the heart. Shaitan had everything. He lacked the love of Allah Ta'ala. The love of Iman and the love of Islam. If we are doing it as a duty, the minute you get you're doing a job, you are getting paid, you get a better job, you just throw this job away. You go for a better job. So if we haven't got the love, and those who have the love, they say we are prepared to stay here, even if you are paying us less or whatever, our hours of work, but we have got love for the boss. We will stay loyal to him. So if we haven't got love of Allah, it's very, very dangerous. And what terrible things are happening, it's completely mind-boggling. The mind can't accept it, what is happening. This is lack of love. So to create that love, all this Hazrat has given this prescriptions. Further Hazrat explains, which we had read last week also, jo pehle din hi se dil ka na hum o na hum na sam kaha karte, jo pehle din hi se dil ka na hum kaha karte. If from the first day we shouldn't listen to our nafs, what our nafs was telling us. Look at this woman, make contact with her, make an appointment with her, date her, etc. Had we not done that, to ab ye logo se baate hum, na hum suna karte. Now what all people are talking about us, we shouldn't have to hear that. That people are saying he did this and he's like that and he did that. So from the first day put your foot down. In that Hazrat says Allah's great ihsan on us that he made looking at strange woman, the looking he made haram. That is the seed where all this starts. So Allah just blocked it from the start. And you save yourself of endless problems. And when you start looking, then you fall into problems. Now you want to pull yourself out, which normally is very hard then. So from the start, a person is really blessed who can look after his eyes. He saves himself. And then what enjoyment in his ibadat he gets, etc. What his wife, what enjoyment. But a person who doesn't look after his eyes, he becomes restless. He then has worries, tension, problems in his life, unlimited. Baz nadan log kehte hain, Hazrat say, some ignorant people say, dekh lene, ya unka muanaka karne se, just to look at women, or just to embrace them, ya sirf labo se unka bosa lene se, or just to kiss them, kya hota hai, guna na karenge, well, what is this, we won't commit the big guna, we just now playing around, we just fooling around. Many people say we just fooling around. We just playing around. We don't mean anything. And we're not going to get involved in anything. So this is how shaitan has made fool them so greatly. Is nadani ki mutalik aise nadano ki khidmat mein sirf itna hi araz hai. Hazrat says the stupidity and for such stupid people only so much is enough to tell them. Mere lab aur unke rukh par intiha hoti nahi. My lips and their cheeks, it doesn't stop here. That you just kiss, and you just took a light kiss, you're just joking around, you are just flirting around, innocently, not meaning anything, making a joke with this woman at the office, making a joke with that woman, you don't mean anything. And you think, I don't mean anything. It will never stop here. It will go on further. Behuwe ruswai khatam mudda'a hoti nahi. Until you don't become disgraced and you finish the final and the terrible guna, then this claim of yours that I don't mean anything, I'm just joking, I got like good akhlaq, I joke around with everyone, I keep everyone happy, make a joke with this person, make a joke with this person, with the woman, with everyone, and that I'm a jolly person, and everyone likes me, I'm a jolly person, but behind it is hidden a big guna, which is in your mind, and the minute you can reach there, you will definitely go there, a person will not stop from it. Hadrat says that shaitan is that terrible rep who shows you one sample and he delivers other goods. If any rep comes to you and he shows you the sample, I would do, okay, very good. Price also is very good. Give me so many, 2,000, 5,000, very good it is. But when the goods come, then it's another. So what sample shaitan shows? The beautiful face and the lips. And what goods he delivers? At the most filthiest place of that person. And he takes you to there. He took you, he gave you the sample of the face and the lips and all that. And the goods he delivered was the most dirtiest, where all the worst dirt and filth comes out, all that. He lands you in that place. So shaitan is that terrible. And any rep once in his life, he showed you some sample and he delivered something else, you don't want to see his face anymore. You hate that person and you'll speak everywhere. You'll warn everyone there is a very bad. And shaitan deceives us all the time. But yet we don't take warning ourselves and we don't warn other people about it. Yani nafs ki ye ibtida manazil kasha kasha intihai manzil tak zarur poncha dete. These are the beginning stages of nafs, to look, to think, then to text, to send a SMS or whatever, and all very innocently in the morning, in the beginning. But way finally it takes you right to the end, it will take you. Ek guna se dusre guna ki zor aur khaish aur kashish paida hoti hai. By the one guna, you don't stop there, you go to the next now. From there you go to the next, and to the next, until you find you have destroyed yourself completely. May Allah Ta'ala save us of all this, and really that is of benefit for us if we take it seriously. But if we just hear and we say it should be like this, I shouldn't commit this guna, that's not enough. that I've decided not to commit this guna. I've made this firm resolution that I'm going to safeguard my eyes, etc. And the first nizam, the poem of Hazrat we read, that on saving, when a person breaks his haram desires, that is where he gets the greatest stages by Allah Ta'ala.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم انشاءاللہ tomorrow night tomorrow the program in Rustenburg at 3:30 to 4:30 a ladies program at Bai Hassan's house. And inshallah, after Maghrib to Isha Salah in the Jami Masjid, there will be the main program by Hazrat. Inshallah, on Yomul Khamis, Hazrat will be traveling to Binoni. Also in the afternoon, 3 to 4 will be the ladies' program. And after Asr, after Maghrib, the next day after Fajr, and the Jummah Namaz, Salah, there will be programs. So if any brothers want to join for the Safar, inshallah, by tonight or latest tomorrow morning, they should inform us whoever wants to go on the Safar. And on Laylatul Ahad, Saturday night, in Indonesia. Which masjid?
Rainbow.
In Rainbow Masjid, inshallah, between Maghrib and Isha Salah, there will be a program also. Humble request for all the brothers to attend. Jazam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وخذبك والنار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله